people could soon be living on land where chemical weapons were manufactured in Colorado. Commerce City wants to develop nearly 1,000 acres that was once part of the Rocky Mountain Arsenal, where nerve gas and later pesticides were manufactured for decades. After a Superfund cleanup, the Environmental Protection Agency put development restrictions on the land in the 1990s, saying it wasn't fit for people. Now Colorado Democratic Representative Ed Perlmutter wants to lift those restrictions. Congressman, thanks for speaking with me. What is being proposed?
There is an amendment in the National Defense Authorization Bill that lifts restrictions on development on several hundred acres of property between the Rocky Mountain Arsenal and the city of Commerce City. And the purpose is to allow, after further testing, but to allow Commerce City to develop for residential or industrial use this property.
So what do you say to people who don't think it's safe?
What I say to them is it will be tested to confirm that it's safe. And we know that back in 2002, 450 samples were taken in this area, and it was determined to be clean in terms of environmental standards. So I would just say it will be tested before the restriction is actually released, but we're changing the law to allow for the restriction to be released if the property is clean.
Under what circumstances do you think the land should not be developed?
The land should not be developed if any toxic chemicals are found and cannot be remediated.
Let's say that this goes forward and the houses, the businesses, the retail space that's proposed is all built. Would potential homeowners be told that their property is on a former chemical weapons site? Or, you know, what about homeowners 30 years from now?
Well, 30 years from now, you're asking for a lot of speculation, but they're going to know they're right next to the Rocky Mountain Arsenal Wildlife Refuge. I think that would give people a heads up, and my guess is that the title company, when properties are conveyed, will also show that as a matter of title, but, you know, that's 30 years hence, and I'm not quite sure what the lay of the land or the law will be at that time.
Is that something that you would think would be important, though, that potential homeowners would need to be told? Even, you know, first-time home buyers of the houses that are just newly built. We have so many people moving to Colorado who don't know the history of the Rocky Mountain Arsenal.
Okay, so I guess what I would say is if Commerce City sells this property as part of the sales contract, they can disclose that it was formerly part of the arsenal. If somebody is doing a title search, they will see that it was formerly owned by the Department of the Army and its manager, Shell. So there will be title that will show that it was part of the Rocky Mountain Arsenal.
Are you at all concerned about the development disturbing the wildlife that's in the refuge? I mean, it's up against such an urban landscape of Denver. There's not a whole lot of wildlife refuges of that size around anymore.
There is already a lot of development going on in Commerce City. This would not be out of character. You've got a huge sports field in Dick's Sporting Goods Park right next to the wildlife refuge already.
Right. And some people would maybe say that that's a reason not to build.
Some people might say that's a great reason to build. So, you know, different people will have different perspectives on this. But this property was conveyed to Commerce City, and they're asking for a part of it to be developed. And if they can show that it's clean, and they, as the municipality, think this is appropriate development, they can do that.
That was Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter talking about an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Spending Bill that, if passed, would allow development on land that was once part of the Rocky Mountain Arsenal if it's tested and believed to be safe. It passed in the House in May and is now waiting on a vote this summer in the Senate. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.